What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise.
Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
It's Joe Filmo. Halfway home here on a Monday. And we're just living off the high of an amazing Father's Day in the Bay Area. No, because it wasn't because J.J. Spahn won the U.S. Open. It wasn't because the Giants lost their series to the Dodgers. We didn't care about that, right? No, it wasn't the Red Sox sweeping the Yankees. It was Rafael Devers becoming a San Francisco Giant, Joe.
You know why I love this deal more than anything? Yankee fans are so happy that the Red Sox lost their guy. That tells you everything you need to know.
A lot of Yankee fans on the YouTube chat this morning.
Really? Are you serious? Wow. Okay. Call in, Yankees fans. 888-957-9570.
Nah,
okay, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Just keep it to the YouTube chat.
But let's shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. In about 27 minutes, so at 8:30, we're going to be joined by Jermaine Wiggins, who is part of the Greg Hill Show in the mornings over on our Odyssey sister station, WEEI, in Boston. He knows all things Red Sox and Sox. He grew up in Boston. He's got the accent. He's got it all. I wonder how he's feeling about Rafael Devers now being a San Francisco Giant. And the expectations, Giants fans, like, you wake up this morning, Rafael Devers, Willy Adames, Chapman will be back. You got Ramos. You got Lee. Have your expectations shifted on this team going forward from, hey, maybe it could be a wild card? No, we can win the division now. How have your expectations shifted, Giants fans? 888-957-9570. And I'll ask you, Joe, have your expectations now shifted?
Absolutely. Well, there's a variety of things. A, how I view the organization is dramatically different. Think about what I felt last August. They got to get rid of Farhan. We're at like our low in terms of Q rating with Giants fans. You couldn't give me a ticket for me to want to go to a game.
That's crazy. Because, God, it's a beautiful ballpark.
It is.
And that's so much. You don't even care about the product on the field sometimes when you go there. But if the product was so bad, they're saying, nah, I'm good.
I didn't feel like supporting them was the right move because I didn't want them to know that what they were doing was a product worth supporting.
Mm.
If that makes sense.
Oh, it does.
And I'm looking at it from this perspective of, oh my God, you got your third baseman, your shortstop, you got a DH. You actually stuck with one of your young outfielders and he's you know, doing his thing. You actually dealt one of your young arms. You had the guts to be able to pull one of those deals off and you had the ability to close a deal. I can't remember the last time the Giants closed a deal of this magnitude.
Oh my God, they've been in second place
for a decade.
So long. The amount of the Morosis of the world, the Nightingales of the world, the Passan or Passan, however you want to pronounce it. Like all those guys saying, oh, the Giants are right there. The Giants are right there. Aaron Judge, Arson Judge, oh, it's there. Like, really? Really? Juan Soto, oh, Shohei Ohtani. They finally got someone, and it was through a trade.
Yes.
It was through a trade.
I know.
And you didn't even give up all that much. Like, and to, like of all the like the names, like I legitimately thought, when I saw the trade, Joe, I thought it was, oh, Eldridge must be a part of it, right? Like, that's like...
You really thought that?
I thought that. I thought that was one of the... That no. Him or Wisenhunt.
No.
I didn't think Harrison, like... Because maybe I'm just so, like, I see at the starts, and I've seen so much of him, I was like... That's the big piece in all of this? Harrison?
It almost feels really? Too good to be too, to
that's
be true.
That's exactly how it felt at the time and how I still feel about it. Now, what's the baggage there? What do you? What kind of player are you getting? We'll talk about all that again with Jermaine Wiggins at 8:30.
MLB has on right now, MLB Network, a graphic that says players with a 500-plus slugging percentage in the last 5 years, each of them. There's three guys, Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, and Rafael Devers.
It's a good company to be a part of.
That's incredible.
So you're telling me he's like one of the three best hitters in baseball. If you're comparing Judge and Ohtani, the reigning MVPs, you're saying Devers is right there with those guys. Is what you're telling me, Joe?
I mean,
as far as at the plate,
that's what they're. I mean, it's slugging percentage. Yeah,
Ohtani doesn't even play in the field. So
I know.
There you go.
Well, I can't believe Buster pulled this off. I mean, there were so many people like, Buster's just a figurehead. He doesn't know anything about running a team. How many people came in with the, well, actually, Buster's not going to be good at this. How good does Buster Posey look now?
I do think him being a player involved in all this.
It's unreal.
Trading with a guy, Craig Breslow, who is the Red Sox president of baseball operations, former pitcher who's pitched and played against Posey in his career. There's clearly a relationship there.
Yeah.
There's clearly something there. And you know what? And I go back to Farhan Zaidi. I don't know what his relationship was like with some of these other GMs and presidents around baseball. I don't know what it was like. And clearly, whether it was him, whether it was the other party, they could never see eye to eye on anything. And the fact that he kept getting second place so much, it pissed me off if I was a fan. I was tired of that. Like, that's like when Arizona, when the Diamondbacks are feel more competent in their, you know, operations in baseball, it's one thing for the Dodgers. It's, you know, the Dodgers are one-upping everyone in baseball. Okay, that's fine. But the Diamondbacks getting the likes of, like, Corbin Burns of the world, and I know he's a free agent. It's not like for like the same thing, but I feel like they were getting bigger names than we were getting.
They were.
The Padres, who have been a doormat of a franchise my entire life, they've been getting everyone. And yes, has it translated into World Series for them? No. But it's translated into their Q rating being at an all-time
yes.
high and the perception of them. And what has been the perception of the Giants?
That they're going to come in second, third, and fourth place.
That's the worst place you could be. And I know they're not this because if you look at the payroll, they're not this. But there was a level of cheapness. Like when it came to some of the contract structures around there, that came off as like, ugh.
Yeah, it was a bunch of, let's call
it
what
it
is. No, let's call it. It was a bunch of Michael Confortos.
Yes.
Who is not even a guy that you even think of when you bring up the Dodgers.
And now you have got two players on your books for worth more than $400 million in Willie Adames and Rafael Devers.
Pretty insane.
Now, we'll see how those players are in Giants uniforms, but the fact that you're doubling down on those two players, those days of finishing in second place are over.
And you brought up the Corbin Burns. Not only did the Giants come in second or third there, they did the same thing with Zach Greinke like 7 years prior, 8 years prior.
I forgot about that.
You know, that which led them to do what? To pivot, to go to guys like Samardzija and Cueto.
Yeah.
And those were overpays as well, right? So what happens when they miss out on these deals? Like, think about it. When they missed out on Aaron Judge, what'd they do? We're going to go get Mitch Haniger.
Yep.
they did. They pivoted and they got like all like, you know, excited for Mitch Haniger and Conforto. Two bad contracts.
Very bad. By the way, this was you. The Giants had you down so bad, Joe. This was you literally either a year. I think this was a year ago.
Approximately.
This is last summer.
This was last June 24th.
Wow.
This is almost
my sister's birthday.
Wow.
This was you.
I am rooting against the Giants.
That was you. The team.
Can I hear the full thing?
No. You can just hear this.
I am rooting against the Giants.
That's all you needed to hear. That was you a
year
ago.
Was I alone?
No, it was you.
Your co-host totally pivoted.
I mean, come on. I would rather be the White Sox.
Come on.
I'm rooting against the Giants. I would rather be the White Sox. That's where we were a year ago.
He had to like one up me. I said I'm rooting against them, and he picks the worst team in the history of baseball. He had to one up me.
Now he's
I am rooting against the Giants.
That was you.
I'd rather be the White Sox.
And then all it took for a lot of people was either Farhan saying bye-bye, you bring in Buster Posey, you signed Willie Adames, you got Matt Chapman back here, Robbie Ray's balling, right? Verlander, you bring in. Like, this has a different feel to it. This whole season has just a different feel to it. And I'd ask Giants fans if their expectations of what this team can now do going forward with Rafael Devers a part of the situation, a part of this equation, has that shifted your mindset from going, whether that's, you know, being a wild card team to being an NL West champion? And 888-957-9570. I want to get into what JP Morosi said, and this was on Fox Sports Radio yesterday with our guy Mark Willard and his boy Ephraim Salam. I know you're tapped in every Sunday night to that.
Yeah.
Ephraim Salami. Shout out Casey Schmidt going Grand Salami on Friday. Hey, John Morosi, that guy's tapped in as anyone. Remember, he was really tapped in on the whole Aaron Judge sweepstakes. Like, he even didn't see this trade coming.
I did not see this coming. We insiders, we love to say, oh, we've got this all figured out. We anticipate things. No, no. This was a complete surprise here on Father's Day.
You know, what wasn't a surprise was Rafael Devers in his situation, though, and how disgruntled he was. His days were clearly numbered there. I think you talked about it. I talked about it. Chris Rose has talked about it for a long time, friend of the program here, John Boy Media. The writing's been on the wall. I just read those comments with Alex Cora, who is very short. No, he's a DH all season, as Devers is taking grounders before game every single game, whether that's him being defiant or not. There was something not right there. It wasn't working. We all knew that, right, JP?
We knew that all was not harmonious in the Red Sox universe, going back to spring training about the position move for Rafael Devers. And we're going to get into this, I'm sure, in greater detail, because one of the issues on the Boston side of this is that Alex Bregman can opt out after this season. He can opt out. So you might now be in a universe where you have neither Devers nor Bregman in 2026, and you're basically now really relying on the likes of Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer and this young group of players.
You really hate to see it from the Red Sox perspective, but you really love to see it from the Giants perspective. That's really this whole thing, as he's saying right there, that Alex Bregman could leave too on top of it. Yikes. And by the way, I think we have a burrito bet on Alex Bregman's contract. I think it's somewhere in our... You said he's not going to make more money. There's a contract stipulation we have in the chat somewhere where I think he's going to get paid handsomely if he balls out this year and opts out. He's betting on himself, and he said it was
and he's hurt.
And he's hurt. But we'll see. We'll see.
I will see because I'm going to win this bet.
We'll see. It's a burrito bet, so it's okay. We're still waiting on that House Prime Rib visit with Sam, myself, and Bonte Joe. But it's okay. Enlightened certain circumstances. We're not going to be pressing on that going forward, the House of Prime Rib. Verducci's in Lake Tahoe wants to join the conversation.
Might press it a little bit.
I'm going to let you know this right now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm not giving you anything. All right? Just like, I hope you hear these words that are coming out of my mouth, young Sam Lubman.
Wait, you're not going to live up to the bet that you made with Bonta?
No, I am now going to pivot out of that deal like I'm the Red Sox.
Well, there we go.
You're trading it to Carter? You're trading it to Carter for
Carter could buy the House of
Prime Rib. Do a McDonald's breakfast to be named later. Verducci in Lake Tahoe. Hey, how we... Dude, he's in Lake Tahoe right now. So first of all, you're loving life. And now the Giants just had Devers.
Incredible.
So, and you're going to be a father soon, Verducci. What a weekend for you.
Yeah, I was going to say, for it to be Father's Day yesterday and then me driving down to North Lake Tahoe, getting the news, almost driving the car off the road, just like my wife said, what the heck's going on? I was like, oh, my gosh, we acquired this incredible player. And let me tell you, he said it last week. Giants fans, wake up. He said he's going for it. It's go time. And that's what I love about Buster Posey. He didn't come all the way from Georgia to come back a loser. He was going to build something special. And now just imagine you add Bryce Eldridge to that lineup when he's ready to come up. Oh, my gosh. I don't have a voice right now. I've been screaming, running around the cabin this whole time, just fired up. I mean, this is what we needed, Giants fans. We needed a kick in the butt. I'm tired of finishing second or third and hearing about the Dodgers. Now we're standing we're standing right next to them now. You know, right next to them, and now we have the pitching, we have the depth, and you know what? What's going to happen is Posey's going to start investing in our minor league system. This is the reason why San Diego and the Dodgers have been able to pull off those trades. It's because they've had the depth in the minor league system. So now you're going to see Posey invest in that, and then to make these kind of trades. It's going to be hard to convince people on the free agent level to come here, but now you can make trades, get them here, make Devers fall in love with San Francisco, and now we have our core. So Giants fans, wake up. It's Monday. Posey went for it. Let me hear you. And 95.7, I love you all.
There you go. It's Verducci in Lake Tahoe, not the El Dorado Hills. He's loving life. And it's funny, he said something there where he's like, my wife was like, freaking out, what happened? And he doesn't even give the name because he knows she's not going to know who the name is. Giants just signed a really good player. They just traded for a really good player. That's it. Rafael Devers, if you watch baseball, you know who he is. That is a name.
Well, and I would say this, that, like, oh my God, what will Adamas do in this division, in this park? That's a real question.
Yeah.
Like, what will they do? Just a little small sample. Rafael Devers against the NL West last year. 275, three homers, nine RBIs, six runs scored, only 15 games. That was last year. Mm. Okay, well, what does he do as a career? What's he done in his career against the NL as a whole?
Right.
A 293 average, so up almost 15 points, 217 hits, 47 home runs, 144 RBIs, 127 runs scored in 196 games. So he's basically better than his 162 averages against the NL. Very interesting.
8 games against the Dodgers in his career. Very large sample size.
Give it to me.
233, 7 hits, a home run, 2 RBIs, 4 runs scored. 8 games. He hasn't really played against the Dodgers very much.
Go back to the 2018 World Series. I would love to know what his numbers were in that one.
Well, let's see right here. Rafael.
I was against the Dodgers.
Devers versus Dodgers playoffs. There we go. Scut-da-da-da. That's not this. Rafael, San Francisco Giant. Has a career postseason record of 214, 3 hits, 2 ribbies, a run scored in 5 games against the Dodgers.
First full season, second.
Exactly. So, again, that's not the sample size. But the NL West one is way more important to me as far as I'm concerned. And you know what? The fact that Rafael Devers is going to take a load off of all those other guys that we've been mentioning all morning, Willy Adames first and foremost, he doesn't need to be pressing as much. Like, he's going to be taking so much of that attention away from Willy, from Ramos, from Lee, from Chapman. And Devers wants to be that guy. Like, for as much as Willy Adames, and I like the presence, the poise, and all that, we knew he wasn't that huge, huge thumper in that lineup. He can get hot. He can be at times. He had a home run. He had some bombs over the last week against the Rockies. He had one against the Dodgers. Like, yes, he's heating up a little bit. But Devers has shown the consistency year in and year out as a top 10 hitter in baseball.
Joe. If Willy Adames is a table setter, this guy sits down and clears the table.
Yeah, he does.
He's the cleanup.
Yes.
Right?
He eats it all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's my guy? Who's the hot dog eating contest? Joey Chestnut. Baby.
I'm looking at this, too, from like the Giants payroll perspective. Next year, they got $194 million on the books, 2026. $200 million. This ownership group is all in on spending whatever it takes to be able to make it work. Remember, they drew back their salaries 2 years in a row, 2022, 2023.
Yep.
Now it's going fly high. I love it. I mean, they're on the hook for about $275 million over 8 years for this one player.
You know what's kind of crazy as we're talking about like the ramifications and the trickle-down effect and what this means, what this signifies? And yes, first and foremost, it's going to help this team on a day-in and day-out basis. Like, is it crazy how I feel that this trade and what it represents more, even if Devers is an average hitter going forward, just what it means for the franchise as a whole, Joe?
It means you're in.
Like, that's...
It means you are in. And what I mean by in, on competing for championships. And whatever player or trade is going to make us a step closer to the championship, we're all in. That's the Niner mindset. That's the Warrior mindset. And now it's the Giants mindset. And God, is that refreshing.
It's very refreshing. And when I just look at both of these teams that dealt with each other, the Red Sox and the Dodgers, when it comes to World Series, these are two in the top of their league since the year 2000, this century, that have won those World Series. And they've done it in different ways, right? The Red Sox have had multiple iterations of different World Series teams, right? You think about that most recent one. They're moving off of all those players now. They're all gone. And now the Dodgers are the one on the opposite end. The Giants are the one, although the Dodgers were, right? It's actually kind of interesting now that I think about it. Dodgers getting Mookie, Verdugo being a big part of that trade piece, right? And now the Giants getting Devers and Kyle Harrison being a big deal for that. Going back to that Verdugo one, by the way, Mookie Betts, yeah, I'd say it worked out for the Dodgers pretty freaking well, right? Two World Series later. I mean, and what is Alex Verdugo? Where is he at?
On his third team.
There you go. There you go. He went to the
Yankees. He's a Brave.
Exactly. Yeah. He went to the Yankees after the Red Sox.
Yeah.
That tells you all you need to know.
Oh, third team since being a Dodger, by the way.
There you go.
So 4 overall.
Thank you. You think they regret that deal, the Dodgers?
No.
Please.
No.
That's what I'm going to say. By the way, talking about the day in and day out basis, here's what some of the people around the league are saying, starting first and foremost with Eduardo Perez, who was on the broadcast yesterday for ESPN, talking about the Giants now having a legit hitter in that lineup.
This is now real and a really good offense for San Francisco. You put a credible hitter, a bat that can DH, that can now play third in a new environment. This is really interesting. And now it opens up for Boston Yoshida to be the designated hitter there for the Red Sox. Not Rafael Devers, but still another left-handed bat that they can plug into that lineup.
And if you missed it this morning, we'll replay it again now. Clayton Kershaw was part of the in-game interview yesterday, obviously longtime Dodger, one of the greatest pitchers of his generation. He's gone up against Devers multiple times. This is what he had to say about it.
Buster's really doing it. Not only Buster Posey's really doing it over there. Good, you know, good for Buster, man. He's going for it. You know, I consider Rafi one probably, you know, top 10 hitters in the game at worst. You know,
right.
So he's definitely a game changer. It'd be interesting to see what position he plays over there. I know they have a big prospect at first base coming, so it'd be interesting to see if he plays first. Obviously, they have Matt Chapman, who's one of the best in the game at third. So if he's just DH for however long that contract is, he's. I don't even know what they gave up. I know Harrison was supposed to pitch today, so
exactly.
And he's a good one.
He's a good one. Gone.
He said like four things there so quickly. Number one, Buster's really going for it. Like that to me, a player of his caliber and his stature in the opposing dugout saying, wow, the Giants are like now all in. Like basically like, oh, you're a real team now.
Yeah.
Like that's the way I viewed that. Number two, he's one of the top 10 hitters at worst in the game.
At worst.
I don't think Kershaw just says that flippantly.
No.
All right. Number three, then he goes, yeah, they've got this huge prospect who's also going to play first base. What position is going to he play? I don't know. Let's pause on that for a second. I'm telling you, I know everyone's saying DH at first base, and I agree. But I bet you the second base for somebody, I don't know who, Adamas, Chapman, Devers, at some point, second base might get considered. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
I would think about it.
It's a good problem to have.
100%. Then the fourth element. Even if he's just a DH, he's worth every single penny. That's a guy in the other dugout. That's a pitcher. That's a Hall of Famer.
It's a move you couldn't do 10 years ago. You didn't have the universal DH.
Woo!
I was all in on it at the time. I'm even more so all in it now if I'm a Giants fan. The universal DH. Thank you, Rob Manfred.
Well, COVID first.
COVID, but then Rob Manfred. Because
yeah,
it exacerbated. Yes. It forced everything and everyone to do that. So there you go. All right, so we've heard from some of the media members. We've heard from opposing players. Let's hear from the actual Giants themselves. Willie Adamas, how are you feeling about it, man?
Everybody's so excited, man. Me personally, I'm like thrilled, man, to have him on the team. Obviously, he's one of the best hitters in the game, and to have him in the team, I think it's going to help us, to do a lot of damage in this division. And obviously, we need a bat like him in this lineup. So now, when we get Choppy back in the lineup, it's gonna be exciting.
And there you go. That is Willie Adamas on the field doing the interview.
I actually love those.
I do too. Not in the playoffs. I like him.
No, not in the playoffs.
Regular season's fine. Sunday Night Baseball's fine. Not in the playoffs. By the way, Willie Adamas from the Dominican Republic. Rafael Devers also from the Dominican Republic or the DR. Those in the know call it the DR.
Look, the other part of this is like everyone's bringing up DH and like Wilmer. We have Wilmer. Wilmer's been a great story. A great story. Wilmer's not going away. Mm-hmm. But you also have to understand that knee is something that you have to manage throughout the year.
Yeah.
And to think that he's going to replicate the production that he's had.
Wait, are people freaking out about Wilmer Flores? I love Wilmer, but like.
No, Wilmer's been great this year.
It's been great. We're freaking out about his at bats right now. Nick, come on. Nick, what are we doing?
Well, even if you're able to spell him a day or two throughout the week, could you imagine having Wilmer's bat as a pinch hitter off the bench? Finally, like, and I'm not saying for every day. I'm talking about occasionally. They have no pinch hitters.
No.
I mean, Schmidt got hurt yesterday. Christian Koss is playing third base.
It's nice, though, because a couple of years ago, back in 2021, felt like all they had was pinch hitting, Joe. That's what you feared is the platooning. Now it's every single day I can look forward to seeing the players that are familiar. Devers is going to become a familiar name. Adamas already becoming familiar. Chapman, Lee, Ramos, not since the Pablos, the Belts, the Crawfords, the Posies, have we had guys that we can look forward to seeing every single day. God, there's just consistency in the lineup is so refreshing to see with this team. We're up against it. We're going to take a quick break. Jermaine Wiggins on the other side, because I do want to get the Boston angle in all of this. What went wrong with Rafael Devers in Boston that the Red Sox pulled the trigger on this trade really just, what, a year into it? What are we in? A year into this like big extension? They were good off it 2 years, really. Said, nope, see you later. A guy that won a World Series there, multiple-time All-Star. It's only 28 years old. So why are they moving off of him for Kyle Harrison? Huh, we'll get into that with Jermaine Wiggins on the other side. This will be brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. He went to East Boston High School, by the way, Jermaine Wiggins. So you don't think he's a Red Sox fan? No, this guy's a diehard Red Sox fan. He's all tapped in on everything. He was at the Red Sox Yankees game over the weekend yesterday.
Over under Mac Dre, too short, E40 references.
Oh, he loves all those guys. That's what he all the time. I'm putting it at two. There you go.
All right. Hit
at least two of them right there. Jermaine Wiggins will be joining us here shortly. Because Rafael Devers is now a San Francisco Giant, people. And you got rid of Kyle Harrison. All right? But, Kyle, we'll see with Kyle Harrison. He's still so young. I'm not going to write off his career. But clearly, I think it's fair to say at this point, he has not lived up to the hype that was billed before him. And there was a lot of hype. Listen, when you're talking about a guy you're not trading for the likes of Juan Soto, Some Giants fans were saying that. I had a lot of expectations for Kyle Harrison. He didn't meet them. He had flashes. He was good. But we'll see. The fact that Red Sox already optioned him down to AAA tells you all you need to know about him. He's just not there yet. Jordan Hicks, gone. Didn't really work as a starter. Reliever was an adventure. Just didn't work. James Tibbs, your first-round pick last year, we'll see. And then toss in Jose Bayo. I don't even know. I can pick that guy out of the lineup. I don't know who he is. We'll see. So that was what you gave up for one Rafael Devers. And now, do we have him on the line? We do. Jermaine Wiggins joining us now on the River Islands guest line, as all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Jermaine Wiggins, former NFL tight end, Boston diehard sports fan, obviously host on the Greg Hill Show, our Odyssey sister station on WEEI.
He looked sad this morning when I was watching him on their YouTube page.
Are you sad, Jermaine? What is your emotional state right now as a diehard Boston Red Sox fan now that you moved off of Rafael Devers?
So, Wiggs?
I feel like a Dallas Mavericks fan right now. What the hell are we doing here? What the hell? You trade away, you know, arguably a top 10 bat when it comes to hitters right now in Major League Baseball, and you get back some big league chew and some third, you know, some bases. I mean, we didn't even get bat and balls back that we can use. When you look at what San Francisco was able to get from Devers, I mean, you're going to get a legitimate bat in that lineup right now. And for us, the Red Sox fans over here, we were making our move. We were able to sweep the Yankees. We took two out of three from them about a week or so ago, and we took two out of three from Tampa. We're right in the mix when it comes to wild card, and then you trade away your best offensive weapon for ultimately nothing at all.
All right, you kind of referenced, like, he's a great, you know, top 10 offensive player. What exactly, we'll get to what happened, because I watched that Red Sox doc, but what exactly is he as a player right now? What was he doing this year for the Red Sox?
Well, I mean, he's leading your team in home runs. He's leading your team in RBIs. When you look at, you know, 200 he's leading your team in batting average. So he's your best offensive player. He's leading the league in RBI. So when you start to think of what he is to your team, which is a team that struggles and at times sometimes struggles to score runs, you're giving away your best offensive player. And your second best offensive player, we don't know when he's going to be back, in Alex Bregman, because he's been on the IL forever. So as a team, when you start to look at where you are, it just makes no sense to me. And I don't care about the fact that he didn't want to play first base, or he was a little upset because they moved him from third base to DH. I don't care about that kind of stuff. It seemed like they were past that. It just makes no sense. And then you do trade him, and then you get nothing in return.
Well, so where did this go wrong? Because I watched the Red Sox doc on Netflix. I thought it was great. I honestly, because I'm not a Red Sox fan. You know me, kind of anti-Boston sports. But I really enjoyed it. Duran became somebody that I just like him. Like, I'm rooting for the kid. He's not perfect, but I'm rooting for him. Alex Cora, I thought, was a great communicator. Like, that's what came across from me. Devers was not really a part of that doc a lot. More of like an ancillary player. So what happened that led to this, all of this ruckus, like with Bregman, with everything? Like, what happened here?
Well, the one part where you said Alex Cora being a good communicator, that's where it went wrong. And whether that's Alex Cora, whether that's Craig Breslow, whether that's the ownership group, you didn't communicate with your best player in the offseason about the fact that you were going to bring in a guy that was going to take his position, right? And so that's where it went wrong. So you didn't communicate that with him. Who the hell knows what you told him? It seemed like you told him that he was going to get an opportunity to play third base. And maybe you told him, hey, you're going to play third. We're going to put Bregman at second base. You didn't communicate with your best player on what his role was going to be in the offseason, so you could at least cushion the blow a little bit, let him, you know, cry and pout and do all he has to do in the offseason, so when he rolls into spring training, he's past the mindset of like, okay, all right, they did me dirty, I'm going to move on, and I'm willing to just DH, and that's all you want me to do. That was their problem. And then the other part was they yo-yoed him on it. You said, all right, we want you to DH. He goes to DH. He gets into that groove, and then you're like, well, we want you to play first base, but we want you to play third base, but then we need you to DH. Like, so it was too much back and forth, and I think that rubbed Devers the wrong way, and he got petty about it. And maybe he got to the point where it's like, you guys don't respect me. It's time for you to find me a place that does and trade me.
Talking with Jermaine Wiggins here on the Morning Roast, Bedoni and Chasky. Jermaine, obviously former NFL tight end, Boston diehard, born and raised in Boston, Massachusetts. Greg Hill Show mornings on our Odyssey sister station, WEEI, out in Boston. And Jermaine, like, I'm just looking at this from just a fan of baseball's perspective, right? The Red Sox, for most of my life, I'm 32, right? So, but for most of my life, they've been synonymous with winning championships, right? They've had different iterations of that.
That's a crazy sentence.
It is crazy, but it's a reality. Like, and I just look at this team now. Mookie Betts, homegrown guy. Xander Bogaerts, homegrown guy. Rafael Devers, homegrown guy. All of them gone. All of them who have won World Series here. It's kind of baffling. So I just go back to ownership in this regard. Like, how much, and you mentioned Alex Cora, but I go levels above him. Like, how is ownership feeling about this?
Yeah, I'll give you a slight pass on the Mookie Betts because there was reports they offered him $300 million and he ended up going to L.A. for $365. So maybe it was he didn't really want to be here, because if a guy really wanted to be here, he probably, you know, takes the $300 and, you know, or they could have came up a little bit more. I think that was more of a, they wanted him, but he didn't really want to be here, and he wasn't willing to take that little bit of a haircut. So I look at that difference. Xander Bogaerts, they weren't going to pay him the money he was looking for. When you look at Devers, you knew that, hey, he was one of the, you know, top players in the league at that time when it comes to contracts. And ownership, you know, did right by him and gave him this deal. I just think that the relationship got so strained over this offseason, spring training, into the season, where maybe Devers got to the point where he was like, I'm done with this. I want out. Because I feel like if you're the ownership, you don't just give away a player like that. You try to sit down and see if you can work it out. Tell him how much you care for him and you want him, and he's the face of your franchise. And I don't necessarily think that he felt like they did that. And yes, I put this on ownership's plate. But when you start to look at where we are, if they would have communicated with him earlier, I don't think we're in this position.
So where does that leave the fans? Where are they at with the trade itself? Where are they at with ownership currently? You've been fielding calls all day. That's why I was listening this morning. I watched you guys on YouTube on my way into work today. So you tell me, where are the fans at?
Well, the fans are like this, and I love the Bay Area culture. So imagine you drive your nice car, you park it outside the ballpark, and it gets bipped. That's what the fans feel like right now. We are completely frustrated. We're upset. And I guess I don't explain BIP. I learned about BIP and I saw that it's basically where they break your windows and steal your stuff. Uh-huh. We feel like as fans, we've been robbed right now, because you're making a push. You get back into the playoff hunt. You're able to sweep the Yankees, your arch enemy. And it looks like you're headed in the right direction. The morale has changed around the team. And then the next thing you know, it completely gets pulled out from underneath you when you trade your best player. And then you get nothing in return. And I think that's the biggest thing right now, is you got nothing in return.
I mean, first Stephon Diggs, now this, Joe. I mean, just a brutal couple week stretch here in Boston, am I right? What are you looking at me like that? It's okay.
Jermaine,
know what was in the baggie.
You brought up the whole getting biffed. Yesterday morning, Father's Day, I wake up to go golfing, you know. I go out to my car, and some drunk driver totaled my truck right in front of my house. And
Oh, bro,
I was devastated. So your little analogy, like, really hit home for me. And like,
we got him on camera, though, Jermaine. We got it on camera. That's the important thing. We got it on camera.
I'm pissed.
There you go. Your insurance should be able to cover that. So at least you got it on camera.
Yeah, no doubt. But, you know, somehow it's my fault if you ask my wife. You know, you shouldn't have parked it right in front of your house. It's like, what?
Jermaine, talking about Devers, Rafael Devers, the person.
Yeah.
Like, did you have any interactions with this guy? Like, what are Giants fans getting in Rafael Devers, the person? Because we know about that bats. Hell, Clayton Kershaw was on the broadcast yesterday saying he's a top 10 hitter in baseball at worst. So when Clayton Kershaw says that, your ears perk up, one of the greatest pitchers of his generation. But the person, who is the person, Rafael Devers?
Well, I don't know him personally, but based on you know, everything that his teammates have to say about him. It seems like everybody loves him. He's like, you know, he always has a smile on his face. He seems like a big kid out there that just loves playing the game. And it looks like, you know, there was never any issues of him being, you know, a problem in the clubhouse. And I think you're getting a guy that I think the, you know, the San Fran players are going to really enjoy. I think the fans are going to love him. He obviously knows what his role is going to be there, and I think that's the biggest thing that, you know, really made it go sideways here is once he settled in on the DH, every time, whether it was the front office or the manager asked about him playing other positions, it was kind of too much of a wishy-washy where if they would have just said, he's our DH, that's all we want him to do, we don't want him to do nothing else, we'll figure out first base and third base, but he's our DH. I think he knows that going into San Francisco, obviously because of Chapman and what they paid him to play third base over there. So it seems like he's going to DH, and that's what he's going to do as a Giant. He's going to go out there, and I think he's going to know that. And the players are going to love him, and I think the fans are going to get a guy that every time he steps up to bat, you know, you're getting one of the best hitters in baseball.
I know. I mean, he's got name recognition. He's got swag. I mean, this is everything we've been looking for. But let's say he does play some first base, because we saw it with the Miami Heat when Butler got here and he was playing nice with everybody. Oh, it drove the Miami Heat people crazy that Jimmy Butler was playing nice and doing all the little stuff with the Warriors. If Devers plays first base and he does it well, how's that going to land with everybody in Boston?
Yeah. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's going to be really a thorn in our side if he happens to go out there and play first base and does it well. I would be shocked if he did, because it seems like he does not want anything to do with first base. You know, he's never played the position. And, you know, some guys, they don't want to go out there and they don't want to be made to look the fool because it's a position that they may never play. But if he does, and he does look good at it, we here as Red Sox fans, we are not going to like that one. Believe me.
Yeah, and one last thing on this one, because, like, you know, there's there's always risk, right? Like, you guys, you know, trade away somebody who had a lot of money left on the deal. You know, there's a lot of money. And we know the back end of some of those $300 million deals don't look so good. What are the risks, if there are any, from the Boston fans that you're hearing right now? I heard this morning some people reference, hey, he came in at camp out of shape. So what are some of the risks inherent with the contract and with the player?
I don't think there's any risk. I think what you're getting is you're going to get a guy you got for the next 8 years that he's going to DH, and all you're going to need him to do is hit the ball. He's only 28 years old. So, I mean, you're talking about a guy who's going to be, what, 36, 37 years old as a DH. Now, granted, it'd be $28 million you're paying him. But at that point in time, $28 million, you know, dollars for a DH, I know it's a little bit expensive. But if the guy is, you know, leading your team in home runs and RBIs, isn't it well worth it? Especially when your team is sitting there, what, second in the AL West and is a World Series contender? I know this. From being in Boston, I am putting my money on the San Francisco Giants to win the World Series, because the last time we traded a player this year, we traded Brad Marchand to the Florida Panthers, and it looks like they're going to win the Stanley Cup. So I'm going to put my money on it that anytime a Boston team trades a player, whatever team he lands on, that San Fran wins the World Series, and I wouldn't be shocked if Devers isn't World Series MVP.
Hey, Jermaine, dog, I love you. I love you. Stop saying San Fran.
Oh,
it drives me crazy. Give it a Frisco or something. You know, like San Fran. Oh my God. Come on, dog.
You want me to go for, I don't know. Is it the Frisco thing? I told you. I like the Bay Area swag.
I know you do.
So if it's the Frisco thing, then hey, guess what? He's going to beat Frisco a World Series. And I'm there for it. Just like I was there for the movie Freaky Tales, and I'm there for Too Short's new album coming out when he said he's going to bring it back to the 90s, Too Short. So I'm there for all that.
There you go. Hey, Jermaine, we appreciate the time this morning, man. Good stuff.
Tell Greg Hill to smile every now and then. Who was the guy in the back saying it's the worst trade ever and the team is dead to me? What guy was that?
That's Chris Curtis, but the sky's always falling with him, though.
So is Wachowski over here. It's the same thing.
I feel that, though.
Literally, hey, Jermaine, before you go on,
love you, brother.
This was Joe this time last year
on
the Giants. This is a drop we have at the station.
I am rooting against the Giants.
That was just a year ago, and now he's on the bandwagon, so there you go.
He's back on. Devers will do that. Devers will get you back on.
Let's go.
Hey, thanks,
Jermaine's
Jermaine.
Got me fired up. Let's go.
There he goes. That's Jermaine Wiggins, host of the Greg Hill Show.
I love
mornings
that guy.
On our Odyssey sister station at WEEI in Boston. Jermaine is the man. You set the over-under off air on Bay Area rap references.
Yeah.
I think it's like 1.5. Pay the under there. Just one too short reference, but we'll take it. There you go. Hey, he started off the interview saying it was like the Luka deal. That's how they felt about it. That is insane.
He is.
And he's going to put his money on the Giants to win the World Series.
This is the way I view Jermaine.
Or a spite bet, actually.
Yeah. Jermaine is like, he's kind of like the Tom Tolbert of Boston radio, in the sense that, like, he's a guy who loves the region. Yeah. Imagine if Tom grew up here.
Grew up here, yeah.
Right?
Jermaine did grow up in
Boston.
He
grew up there.
Yes.
So he loves the region, loves the area, loves the teams, and kind of just calls it like he sees it through the player's perspective, but also with that fandom inside.
Right.
And so, like, he is clearly devastated that Devers is here. He thinks Devers is a Hall of Fame.
He's Devers stated. How about that? That's exactly how he feels about this whole situation. It's a devastation situation sensation. Yeah, that's a buck. Shout out Willard and Dibs.
888-957-9570.
But listen,
man,
that's how he feels about it. That's how Boston fans are feeling right now. The sky is falling. You just made one of the worst trades. No, because as we've talked about the last 6 months, the Luka Doncic trade, just the value of it all, one of the worst in NBA history. Now, we've kind of, like, you know, poo-pooed it because Nico Harrison and the whole lottery and everything. They're going to get Cooper Flag. We'll see all of that. But it's on that level for Boston sports fans. And he even went through. He's like, yeah, well, Mookie, they never felt like he wanted to stay there. They didn't know.
Still a horrible trade.
Still a horrible trade, right? Xander Bogaerts, he opted out. Never wanted to stay there.
Can I defend the Bogaerts? I don't think Bogaerts is that good or worth $300 million, but he's a good player. But I agree with Boston letting him go.
But it's part of him coming up within that organization.
No doubt. And then you paid Trevor Story.
Right.
And he gets hurt.
Alex Bregman now.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like,
no doubt.
It's just not a great look when you're trying to keep all this young talent and they're all going elsewhere.
Yes.
Is what I'm saying.
I agree with that.
That is not what you want. that is what happens with smaller market teams. That's what happens with the A's of the world, the Rays of the world. Those are the guys that move off of young players or players in their primes and try to do all this money ball situation stuff. Not the Red Sox.
No.
The Red Sox were the ones that threaded the needle of money ball. Remember that whole movie was ended with what? With Billy Beane getting interviewed by who?
The Boston Red Sox.
Theo Epstein takes over. They spend a lot of money, but they also do platooning, signing these fringe players. And it all worked out, and it culminated in their first World Series in over 100 years, something ridiculous like that. So, like, yeah, Rafael Devers is a San Francisco Giant, and they are miserable over in Boston, and there's jubilation here. And he doesn't even see any cons with it.
You know what's going to happen, too, right?
What?
He's going to start taking balls at first base. He's going to play first base, and their heads are going to explode. Well, are they not?
Well, and watch. They're going to be rooting against the, again. This is what the best Boston Red Sox fans are going to be doing.
I am rooting against the Giants.
A lot of them are going to be doing that because of Rafael Devers, just like Miami Heat fans were rooting against Jimmy Butler as a Golden State Warrior. And the bugaboo about the Jimmy Butler situation was Jimmy just wanted to get paid, right? Devers has gotten paid. He's going to be getting paid.
But he felt disrespected.
Correct.
Which I think is similar to Jimmy Butler in that, forget the money part of it, he felt disrespected that they wouldn't give him the money.
Well, then there was all that. The Jimmy Butler thing, I do think there are nuances to the differences between those two players and where they are at in their careers, but the disgruntlement is the overarching theme of both of them. They are both upset, feeling some type of way about
it. Ownership went to them directly, and they couldn't see eye to eye.
Correct. And in this case, in the case of Jimmy Butler, it was Pat Riley, the president, putting him on blast in the media.
And Spoelstra was mad at him. And then other teammates turned on him, it felt like.
Yep. And Devers, by all accounts, like, I've never really heard interviews with the guy. You heard from Jermaine Wiggins. He has a smile on his face. He's a nice guy. He's like we knew with Jimmy, there was some other baggage. He bounced off so many different teams. That's
places.
What I'm saying. There's this old, the Jimmy Butler, the playoff Jimmy. There's so much baked into it.
He was also way older.
Exactly. That's the thing. You're getting a 28-year-old in his prime.
I know.
And if he just stays a DH, and I'm with Jermaine on this one, if he doesn't even play a position on this team, I'm fine with it. He's
gonna,
that good.
He's going to play a little first base, I'm telling you, it's going to drive everyone insane.
Well, David Cone, again, we're talking about all these different people reacting to it because it's been the talk of baseball. It's the talk of sports
it's
right now.
It's the biggest trade of the baseball season.
It's not even
since
close.
The Luca or Jimmy deal, this is the biggest deal, right?
In sports,
excuse me,
Desmond Bain also got traded yesterday.
So yeah, completely overshadowed.
Desmond Bain is now a Orlando Magic. Kind of a crazy trade.
No, it was a big deal.
It was, yeah.
And I actually love that deal for Orlando. But my point being is that I'm shocked a baseball deal would be bigger than one of these NBA deals.
Right?
Even as big as Devers is, like, you know, I guess it's the Boston's. This was a huge deal.
Well, and even in that response, Jermaine Wiggins, if you missed any of that interview, Jermaine Wiggins, former tight end, New England Patriot, host over at WEEI, guy lives and breathes Boston sports, born and raised there. Actually, he's born in New York, but raised in Boston. Find that entire interview on the Free Odyssey app or on YouTube. But even he was making some hockey references. Brad Marchand, who I know Sam knows, if you know your hockey, guy was a Boston Bruin. Like, he was a legend there. He gets traded, goes to the freaking Florida Panthers. Like, they're going to go back-to-back, probably. They're up 3-2 in that series. And that's how Boston sports fans are feeling, like, some type of way about that. And he was way older. He's like in his mid late 30s, and they're feeling some type of way about that. Now, Rafael Devers, a guy that's won a World Series there, he's gone, and that kind of last remnant of that team, like the Benintendis of the world, have been gone. Like, is there anyone remaining on that World Series team, Sammy, from that Boston year? Check that out for me. But in the meantime, David Cone, on the broadcast yesterday for ESPN, saying, hey, the Giants are going to take the bat. They'll figure out the position later.
Rafael Devers is not just a credible hitter. He's one of the best left-handed bats in the game.
No question.
The Giants will take the bat and figure out where to play him later. Obviously, they have an injury at third base. You know, enough with that. You need a bat. You get a bat of that quality, you take it. Good move by the Giants.
Exactly. Good move by the Giants right there. And Buster Posey spoke yesterday, and he's like, in regards to the Matt Chapman, who's playing where, he's like, that's a conversation for myself, Bob, Manasian. We'll have that conversation with him. But he said, quote, we're excited about adding one of the best hitters in all of Major League Baseball to our lineup. We're obviously taking on a lot of dollars, but there's a belief that adding a guy like this puts us in a good position to keep winning ball games get into the playoffs, and try to win a World Series, which is our ultimate goal. That's Buster Posey.
I mean,
he's talking World Series after that. He doesn't say that lightly.
Yeah, those are the expectations and consequences.
Yes,
I love that. The next time we introduce Buster Posey at Oracle Park, I gotta have the Vince McMahon music. I gotta have no chance. Yeah, yeah, and I gotta have him coming out in the swagger like he is Vince McMahon. Yeah, I want that.
You want
Buster.
The walk, the strut, all of it,
100%.
Who's he saying you're fired to next on the Giants? Is it Gerard Encarnacion? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be mean there.
That guy.
I know. Hey, you don't have to worry about him.
He doesn't have a position.
That's all right. Neither does our guy Devers right now, but that's fine. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, but Devers hits.
I know. I was kidding. I was just trying to, you know.
Encarnacion has two hits this year.
This has been a whirlwind.
Neither.
I got to be honest. Like, this has been insane talking about Rafael Devers and the Bay Area being the land of big trades these last few years. Like, has there been a market that has had bigger trades than what the Bay Area has gone through these last couple of years?
New York has got a lot of them. So they had Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, and they got, obviously, Mikal Bridges trade.
Cat.
Yeah. Like
New York, okay.
They made the trade for, or they signed Max Fried.
They made the trade for Juan Soto.
Juan Soto.
Degree.
Okay, so they've been
New York.
There.
New York's been there for a while.
But they're always going to be there, right? Like,
they have like 50 teams.
I'm asking
okay, and you're and answering. Just, that's I'm fine. Just, no, that's fine. Fun. You're playing the game.
LA.
I appreciate it. Okay, what are the LA
Glasnow, they traded for and extended.
Luka Doncic.
They signed Shohei. They obviously, before that, signed Freddie Freeman. And
don't count on the trade scenario, but okay, so LA.
Mookie was traded.
Mookie.
They signed Yamamoto. The Lakers traded for Luka.
Yeah, exactly. So,
okay.
So that's one.
Okay.
And then
don't forget that they also signed Davante Adams.
Again,
they had traded prior.
Those are signing.
Matt Stafford.
We're just doing the trades.
All
because
right.
Christian McCaffrey, trade. He's here.
Yeah.
Best player at his position outside of Saquon Barkley. Jimmy Butler, traded here. Best player at his position? No. But one of the stars in the game still. I would still consider him a star player. A little more diminished after what we just
okay.
seen, probably. But a star player. And now, Rafael Devers, like one of the best bats, top 10 bat in baseball, World Series champion. And you just gave me the OPS numbers. It's who? Him, Shohei, and Judge. Over what, the last 5 years, was that OPS or was that slugging?
Slugging.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That guy's one of the best hitters in baseball. And the fact that he's a part of those conversations with those players tells me all you need to know, man. Like that, Bay Area's a place to be right now. Like I know the stock was down when it came to people and being able to, you know, can we attract free agents here? Can we attract, you know, the Shohei's of the world, the Aaron Judges? You know what? To hell with attracting them. If I can just trade for a player, just do that every time. Force them to come here. And you know what? Show them the love. Show them the gratitude. Ask and you shall receive. And Buster Posey pulled the trigger. And you know what? I want to go back to what Buster said the other week with Tim Kawakami, Joe. And I think this was very important. At some point, you will have to be uncomfortable. There's no such thing as a comfortable risk, right? That doesn't translate. A comfortable risk. No. You have to be uncomfortable. And there is risk with this Devers contract. If he gets hurt, you know what? It could blow up in your face. If he's a malcontent here, maybe it blows up in your face. There's risk. Absolutely. But you have to live with that risk. If you want, like, the Dodgers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.